Welcome back to the program, everyone. I am so excited to have this guest here. She is kind of one of the angels in my life and somebody that helped me throughout not only my caregiving years, but also has been a real mentor to me in the industry. Welcome to the show, Mary Lynn Pannon, who is a president and CEO of Sound Options. And welcome.
Thank you, Suzanne. It's really wonderful to be here. I know that that was quite a heartfelt story that Joe told us, and so I'd love to talk a little bit about that. So let me know what you'd like to know first.
Well, thank you. You know, I have to say, you know, people like Joe, when they share their hearts, and I think that we've all listened to that story here and think to ourselves, you know, what if this could be us? And you are a geriatric care manager, which I always say, if I would have known that somebody like you existed when I was taking care of my parent, my world would have been so much easier. I would have saved money and time and energy and all kinds of things that I went around in circles for, that somebody like you could have helped us. So why don't you explain a little bit about being a geriatric care manager? What does that entail?
Well, I'll tell you, before I go into what that geriatric care manager professional looks like, let me just tell you a little bit what is going on in the whole field of geriatrics.
Okay.
Or, as we call it, elder care. More and more families are obviously becoming responsible, and they want to help their older adult parents.
Right.
And because those folks are living longer, the complexity of helping mom and dad just are, I think they're getting more complicated than ever before. There's
big
longevity,
time.
There's more new medications, there's better ways to make us live longer. And so I see so many families that are all of a sudden faced with this responsibility, and of course they want to help mom and dad, and they don't know where to go. They don't know what resources are available. They have no idea what it costs.
Nope.
And so I get call after call from families saying, oh my gosh, help us out.
It's overwhelming.
So it is totally overwhelming. And so what a geriatric care manager does is usually they're a registered nurse or they're a master's prepared social worker who really work with that family hand in hand, assisting them with how to help mom and dad. That sounds very simple, but let me kind of go into a little bit more.
That would be great.
The professional may start out with talking with the family. So we have families that come in and just consult with us to get an idea of what all those options are in elder care. For example, what medications should we, or what pharmacy should we go to?
Mm-hmm.
What are the housing options that are available? How do I get mom and dad to stop driving?
Right.
What plan on
Medicare should I be on?
Right, right, exactly. How do I talk to the doctor? How do I get my mom and dad set up on a power of attorney? So there's so many questions and concerns. So some families want to just consult with us, and we come up with a plan in a pretty short time. Other families say, no, I need for you to come out and see mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll go to the home or wherever the person is living and do an evaluation. And then look at the big picture and prioritize our recommendations. You'd be surprised that what I might see as a prioritization, the client doesn't. The
Correct.
Client might just want to stay at home. Or they may say, I'd like to go to this retirement home when they really need assisted care.
Correct.
So we guide families through looking at that big picture, and then together we set up a plan.
Well, and what I love about what a geriatric care manager will do is they're really the liaison to the whole complicated world of senior care with families. And so as you're sitting there, like Joe's there with his mom, he doesn't know what to do. You know, where she's been with his sister, and then she went back to him, and then she's back with his sister. And, you know, now it's like, what do you do with your mom if this doesn't work out? There's so many things that are confusing, and every case is different. It's not like you're treating your parent like put them in you don't want to fit a square peg in a round hole. You know, the whole path, somebody like that is a geriatric care manager is really going to create a solution that is specific for your parent. Is that correct, Mary Lynn?
Exactly. We customize every single plan, and everybody is different. You're absolutely right. Where some people might say, and be realistic and say, well, I'm going to go into assisted care, and others are fighting to stay in the home, mm-hmm. even if they cannot afford that. So the care manager often really helps the family with not only recommendations, but we listen to the families. And there's time that we spend so that they can really get their concerns out mm-hmm. on the table. We do a lot of education. If the person does go to the hospital, we're advocates for that family. So we go in, hand in hand with the sure. family and talk with the doctors.
Sure.
And say, have you thought about this or have you thought about that? Just yesterday, I have a client who is in a wheelchair, and he's had quite a big stroke, and he's struggling. Also has some cognitive problems. His thinking isn't quite that good.
Right.
And I was able to talk to the occupational therapist because I have the history on this guy, and tell her what has happened prior to her seeing this person mm-hmm. and things that may not work. So that sure. she's not spending her time trying to figure this guy out, so she can kind of move forward from what I've said. And so the care manager can help the healthcare team be more efficient and effective as well.
Absolutely. We are talking to Mary Lynn Pannon, who is an RN and CEO and president of Sound Options. And Sound Options, you cover what area in Puget Sound primarily?
We're primarily from Linwood down to Olympia, west of the Cascades.
Fabulous, fabulous. And so, Mary Lynn, one of the things that I think is critical about what you're doing is there's financial considerations. I know for my mom, I just figured, that all assisted living or all retirement living was the same. And so I put her in a community that when she ran out of money, she didn't qualify to stay there anymore because they didn't accept Medicaid. And so those are some things, obviously questions that you can help families determine, what is the best fit based on their financial situation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And we may not initially need to know that, but we like to get a big picture look at the finances.
Sure.
Some families are lucky enough to have a financial planner. And so we work with the financial planners who also don't mm-hmm. really know what the costs of care are. And so together, you begin to have a little team that can really help.
Right.
So the other thing that we can do is we can take a look at, you might have 2 or 3 years worth of money, but what's going to happen after that? So
right.
we can guide them to go to elder law attorneys that figure all that out. When should they go on Medicaid? When should they not go on state assistance?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they have enough money that we can start cutting back on expenses that they already have in order for them to live where they want to live?
Right.
So, again, it's very individual. And believe me, I think that we are able to save people a lot of time and hassles.
Overwhelmingly.
The testimonials that we have gotten have always been like you said, I wish I would have known you when. But I think that we really do save people time and effort. Now, for adult children, I know that we really do reduce the stress to them. and get them through actually more crises, because you don't, this elder care or elder care is not a straight path. Like you said, it's not cookie cutter.
No.
So you may have a crisis down the road that you don't even foresee.
Yeah. And so, that's the thing. I always talk about crossroads. It's like if you knew what to prepare for, you would do it. But you never know. And the average family, they don't understand care plans. They don't understand a lot of medical terms that you as a trained registered nurse does. So you can look at a care plan from a doctor in a whole different perspective and help the families really find the best solution for their parent.
Right. And we have two principles upon which we act. The first is safety, and we need recommendations that provide safety to the older person or the chronically ill adult. And then quality of life, and how do we improve a quality of life? Mm-hmm. Now, for some people, it may be little baby steps. So if you've got a person with dementia and they're not able to talk to you anymore, maybe just suggesting a music program for them might really help them.
And you're in tune with a lot of the new technologies out there and the updates in the world, so that's really exciting too.
Yes, I could go on and on about care managers and how they can really benefit people in this area. And I really thank you for having me on the show. And
how do we reach you?
Come back.
How do we reach you?
Call 1-800-628-7649 or soundoptions.com on our website.
Mary Lynn, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's an honor to have you.
You are so welcome. Thank you.